Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Friday, June 24th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what do you think?
I thought it was kind of tough.
Okay.
But I didn't think it was the toughest Friday I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
When I got done, I looked at it and I'm like, you know, these are all really pretty common words. They're not, there's nothing too far out there. So I was able to solve it, and that was a victory in my book.
How long did it take you?
It took me 33 minutes and 12 seconds.
I did it in 26:28.
Wow, you must have thought it was uber easy.
Well, I made progress everywhere, but when you say that everything was, I mean, look at 53 across, cheese from the south of Italy, burrata.
I've heard of burrata.
Okay, that's right. I forgot who I was talking to. Okay. 34 across, group photo pose during a rush, sorority squat.
Uh-huh.
You knew that?
I've heard of that, yes.
Oh.
I used to teach at a university.
Hey, I teach at a university.
Of Family and Consumer Sciences.
I teach in the Department of Sorority Exercises, and we've never mentioned sorority squats.
I did have a lot of sorority women in my classes.
Mm-hmm.
Many, many sorority women. Oh, yes.
I thought, because I had most of sorority squat, and so I just assumed it was sorority squad.
Oh, well, I kind of thought about that too, but because you know they often did use that.
But that squad, but that meant that 37 down would have been something else that has not shown up. I think this is probably a debut. 37 down TV character who said, "I do love a locker room. It smells like potential." Ted Lasso.
Yes.
And I had Dead Lasso.
Oh.
Which is no. What happens if you. If you lose a contest.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was interesting that they did that. Mm-hmm. 43 across. BART is to San Francisco as blank is to Philadelphia. The answer was SEPTA.
Yes.
Did you know SEPTA?
I couldn't remember it. I know it has been in the crossword before.
Really? Okay.
I'm just almost positive it had, but I just couldn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, all of these were interesting words, I thought. Some of the clues, 19 across, good auto for an L.A. to N.Y.C. road trip, question mark, uh-huh. Trans Am.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a place to slurp ramen was Noodle Bar.
A noodle Bar, yes.
When you saw those two O's, did you have like a flashback to Thursday's crossword and say...
I thought, it's noodle.
It's not...
ramen are noodles.
It's not Noodle Bar
uh-huh.
That's been oxygenated.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are puzzling over that last sentence, please refer to yesterday's podcast where all will become clear.
Uh-huh.
54 across, numbers that come after one... Area codes.
Yes.
That was, you know, I was like, okay, you have, if it's after one, it's either got to be a prime or a composite number. And I was thinking about all sorts of mathy things. And it was like area codes.
Mm-hmm.
That was well done.
Mm-hmm. But do you still have to dial one before?
No.
No.
I mean, I think one is the country. Isn't one the country code?
Uh-huh.
I think it is. Or yeah,
so
I mean,
maybe only when you're calling the United States from another country would you have to put a one.
I think so.
Because I have a landline at work. I never have to dial one when I dial a number.
Listeners from other countries, when you call the U.S., do you lead off with a one?
Mm-hmm.
Please let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Also in 58 across, kind of architectural movement with a philosophy of living with less, tiny house.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
That's a relatively new architectural movement.
How is it?
I was thinking, you know, less is more, Mies van der Rohe. I was just thinking about all of the things I used to teach, but the tiny house movement, yeah, that is relatively new. But it is kind of a throwback to that philosophy of less is more.
Mm.
Mies van der Rohe.
So I guess that explains how it took you longer than me, considering the fact that you knew all the answers. It's because you knew too many variations on the answers.
Well,
and I knew.
No, I didn't know all the answers. It was a challenge for mm-hmm. me, but after I got it done and I looked at it, I thought, well, yeah, I know all those, pretty much know all those words. I did not know the record label, 47 Across record label co-founded by Drake was OVO, O-V-O.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I think they've had that before. Well, they've had some music label founded by someone before.
Uh-huh.
So once again, I will consult with the website created by the person who wrote yesterday's crossword. Mm-hmm. That would be Jeff Chen. Mm-hmm. And if we look up OVO, we have the record label co-founded by Drake.
That was today.
And then today. And then we have
Lacto OVO.
This was a debut of this type of this clue. All the preceding clues were like lacto blank vegetarian, so lacto OVO or egg prefix or ab OVO from the start.
Yeah, related to egg.
Boy, I want to be able to remember ab ovo, so I can use that in a sentence. Mm-hmm. I'll just say, excuse me, could you please do that ab ovo? I'm just looking forward to being able to say that and have people say, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, they also had ovo in, let's see, yeah, it'd be pretty funny if we look back in like 1943, the clue was record label co-founded by Drake. That would make you doubt their database, but of course that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud that I got X maybe in Spanish was beso, because
right.
that really means kiss.
Yes.
And there was a song by, was it Paul Anka?
Yes.
Yeah, see, my memory is coming back. At least I can remember Beso. Uh-huh. 44 down was brilliant. Windows might be opened by one PC user.
Yes. Uh-huh. I like that.
I was thinking like a burglar or something like that, but
I enjoyed 27 down as a blast from the past. Signature scent introduced in 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, no, that was kind of the time when a lot of actresses, you know, they were starting to have their signature scents. And I think, oh, let's see, Elizabeth Taylor had one. And you know, I was trying to think of all the other actresses that had them. But it turned out to be Estee from Estee Lauder.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is it Estee or Estee? Isn't there like an accent on the first E?
I don't know.
Or that's to say the second E.
I've always heard it Estee Lauder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking for that. What was I thinking for that? Signature scent introduced in 1968. Nothing correct.
Uh-huh.
But, let's see. There was some other. Oh, I was thinking Chanel. That was it.
Oh, uh-huh.
But
no, that would have been long before.
And it didn't fit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That S of Estee or SE ran into 32 across, literally skewer. And that's shish.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I thought that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They had 33 down. Mesopotamian goddess of love and war was Ishtar.
Ishtar, yes.
Also, do you know any other Ishtars?
Well, I remember there was a movie called Ishtar.
The biggest flop of like all time.
Yeah, a big flop. And it had, you know, it had like a big all-star cast.
It had like Dustin Hoffman and someone else.
Warren Beatty.
Right. Mm-hmm. And apparently part of it was that they ticked off the reviewers so much. They just savaged it.
Oh, really?
Siskel and Ebert were just like, fangs were out.
Uh-huh.
They really just like, worst ever.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Well, I think this was a great crossword. I really enjoyed it. It was by Sophia Mahmoods and Margaret Siegel. And just
I enjoyed it too.
Yeah, really, really, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is Friday, time for Fun Fact Friday. And yesterday we had a reference to Aaliyah and a mentioning of popular fallacies written in... I think it was in the 1843. No, I'm sorry. It was printed in 1826. And Elia was Charles Lamb, and so he had identified 16 popular fallacies. And because this was done in 1826, they're actually Roman numerals, but we'll just skip that. Number one, popular fallacy number one, that a bully is always a coward. Number two, that ill-gotten gain never prospers. Number three, that a man must not laugh at his own jest. Number four, that such a one shows his breeding that it is easy to perceive he is no gentleman.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. popular fallacy number five, that the poor copy the vices of the rich. Number six, that enough is as good as a feast. That's definitely a fallacy. Number seven, of two disputants, the warmest is generally in the wrong. I'm assuming they don't mean the warmest literally. Number eight, that verbal allusions are not wit because they will not bear a translation. Popular fallacy number nine, that the worst puns are the best.
I would question that.
I think that's absolutely true. I don't know why they're calling it a fallacy. Number 10, that handsome is that handsome does. Okay. number 11, that we must not look a gift horse in the mouth. Number 12, that home is home, though it is never so homely. Number 13, that you must love me and love my dog. That's pretty advanced for 1826. Number 14, that we should rise with the lark. Okay. I don't know what time the lark gets up. Number 15, that we should lie down with the lamb. I think that might be I wonder if that was sort of a subtle reference to Charles Lamb.
Oh, maybe.
And last but not least, number 16, that a sulky temper is a misfortune.
Oh.
That sounds true to me.
Yeah.
But anyways, those were the popular fallacies from Charles Lamb writing as Elia. So.
Well, some very interesting fun fact.
Yep, not just a fun fact, 16 fun facts.
Yeah.
We were having a sale on fun facts.
I guess so.
That is it for today.
Okay.
The hardest crossword of the week, usually, is out in about 24 minutes, 23 minutes now, and we will be back to discuss and analyze and critique tomorrow, a.k.a. Saturday's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.